Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
The Fan on FM. Go to 99.5 FM HD2 and enjoy high def 1080 The Fan.
I'd like to say something.
This is Dirt and Spray.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin 4 miles.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
God, there was one week when you wore sweatpants every day.
Oh, you know what? If they were Sean John sweatpants, it would have been fine. But because they're Costco brand, it's like the worst thing I could do.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan. Well, I roll
it out. Let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app. Thanks for being with us on a Monday morning. Boy, oh boy, is there a lot going on in the sports world. Deshaun Watson just showing up. I love that. That story is just kind of flying under the radar for me.
Did you see his quarterback coach did a Schefter pod and said he's 100% certain he'd be traded by Sunday night?
What day is today?
Monday.
He did not get traded Sunday night.
Hey.
And the Texans are asking for a combination of five draft picks or quality starters.
No. I think it's five and a starting caliber.
Oh,
player.
I thought it was any combination of five you can come up with. It better not be 5-5. There's no chance somebody gives that up for a guy with, rape allegations against him.
Sexual misconduct.
Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's not get specific here. It's disgusting.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
If I didn't see you for a month.
Yeah.
And then my name was with like 30 women saying I did this and that. And,
yeah, it'd be really weird.
But I wasn't guilty and I hadn't reached a settlement and I walked through that door.
Nor have you been suspended.
Nor have I been suspended. What's that dialogue or what's that feel? Do you just address the elephant in the room and say, dude,
I mean, you have to.
Are you disgusting? You're gross, right?
What's your deal, bro?
Yeah. How do you deal with that? Because I've never been put in a situation quite like that.
Yeah.
We had an uncle long ago that we thought murdered somebody.
Whoa.
So that was kind of an awkward family get together.
Okay, that's intense.
Turns out he didn't.
Oh, well, that's good.
But
the story had a happy ending.
Well, thankfully.
Yeah.
I wonder what the teammates are like. Because a lot of these athletes, we think they would feel a certain way. And Jesus. Then you get to know how athletes really think. They don't. They don't care. There's no vested emotion into it. It's just numb. It's like, oh, what's up? I'm going to run out route.
Saw, dude.
Yeah, that's going on in the sports world right now. Let me throw a couple things at you while we're still on the topic of college football that I wonder how people react to it. And I saw this, one of them I saw from a buddy of ours in Omaha who does radio. This is a really good point. So the working committee to expand the college football playoff, like that was the lead story all offseason for us, is they're figuring it out. What's the number of teams? Is this actually going to happen? And we all got excited about it, right? The one that we always wondered, why would he be on board? This doesn't make a ton of sense, but then he was fully on board, was Greg Sankey.
Yeah.
Like, because the SEC has no problem getting two teams into the playoffs. So why do they need to expand to 12? I mean, I guess, sure, maybe you get three in. That one was always a bit of a head scratcher. You know who was on the committee expanding the playoff, working together? Bob Bowlsby and Greg Sankey. While this has been going on behind the scenes for the better part of 6 months.
They think he duped Bowlsby.
Yes.
In fact, they don't think. I think it's official. He duped Bob Bowlsby. Now they're supposed to be friends.
Right? So like at what
point. And he knew during those negotiations, by the way, Dirt, that this was going on with Texas Oklahoma and Bowlsby didn't.
Right. Like that's got to cause some kerfuffles around college football, doesn't it? Of other commissioners saying this guy's just stabbing people in the back. There's got to be recourse. On top of that, looking at one of the schools that left, there was a high level. This came from Bruce Feldman. A high level Big 12 athletic director was told by a source at Texas, directly at Texas, last Wednesday night. So this all blew up, I think, on Tuesday in the afternoon. Maybe it was Wednesday. But
I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. It was late in the week. Yeah.
So this all blows up, right? A high-level Big 12 athletic director was told by a high-ranking source at Texas. He called him immediately and said, what the hell is going on, Texas? Quote, all of this is being blown way out of proportion. It is nothing to be worried about. That's what the source at Texas told a high-level Big 12 athletic director on Wednesday of last week. It is now Monday morning, and they're officially announcing they're leaving the conference. Like, I hope that there's – that is – again, I'm going to be the cling-to-hope guy on all this because the disaster scenarios are too scary for me to go down. Of that there's a pushback of like, dude, Greg Sankey, screw you, first off, because now we know why you wanted the expanded playoff, because you're going to have this super conference. So, of course, you want 12 teams in because 8 of them are going to be from the SEC. And like, screw Oklahoma and Texas for stabbing the Big 12 in the back and lying about this clearly throughout the process and then just bouncing nonetheless.
Dirt, I want Mike Richmond to be my new co-host, so I'm not going to tell you that we're negotiating Richmond. We're friends.
Right.
And then I'm just going to bring Richmond in. How are you one feeling day about our friendship?
Wait, why is there another guy in here? This is kind of weird.
Why is he sitting in my seat?
This is, hey, buddy, you're my seat, man.
I mean, you want to get on the ones and twos? I can teach you how to do the ones and twos.
Hey, you no longer work here, Dirt.
Maybe that's
what
it is. Maybe Bowlsby's like, oh, man, I'm about to be out of a job. But hey, can I come with you?
This is the equivalent. I mean, it really is. This is supposed to be two guys who are friends and they understand and they're working to make college football better. And one of them behind the scenes was stealing his two entities that basically hold that entire conference up. That conference, I will be a little surprised if that conference exists.
I mean, I don't know how you survive at this point.
What
as
are your
Big 12
media rights getting without Texas and Oklahoma?
You're not getting anything, and you're not convincing a team like Oregon and USC and Washington. Maybe there's the fear that they leave the Pac-12, but they're not going to the Big 12.
They would go to the Big 10.
Because you're trading the same problem for a the Pac-12 and Big 12 would be the same exact thing. You'd be the big main attraction there. So, yeah, the only one you would leave for is the Big 10. There was a tweet from Adam Rittenberg that came out this morning that said, now, do you guys know what AAU stands for?
I didn't understand. I saw this tweet. And
it's
Oregon's
an academic
involved.
Something. I know okay. that, but I don't know exactly what the acronym stands for.
I thought he was referencing the American something conference.
No. So Rittenberg tweeted that he heard from several people in the Big Ten that they would only be interested in adding schools from the AAU. He said Nebraska is no longer in that, but they were when they joined the league. Again, academic. Texas is an AAU member along with Pac-12 schools like Cal, Washington, Colorado, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Stanford. Oklahoma is not an AAU institution.
I have a theory. These are all theories at this point, but I feel really good about saying this based on me and Josh Pate, who's pretty deep into that sport, kind of being simpatico with the opinions here. I have a theory I'm going to throw at you. Throw it right back if you think it's ridiculously stupid. The SEC and ESPN are creating a super conference to ultimately break away from the NCAA. The Big Ten, the ACC, the Pac-12 will work something out to create the other super mega conference. We said this last week. It might have been you or it might have been a guest that they thought there'd be four. I never bought four power conferences. That's not feasible to me. I think it's going to be less than that. They create what Josh says, an AFC and NFC of college football. What's the NFL never really had? Who's to say Greg Sankey isn't talking to Roger Goodell and basically saying, we are your G League. We are. All your talent's coming from us. So what happens if we create a 30-team Super League? We break away from the NCAA. We have mega TV rights deals. These kids can now get paid. And who's to say that's not going to be a partnership? I mean, I know some of this stuff sounds out left field, man, but we have to be looking at this realistically. As crazy as some of that might end up being, you cannot tell me you just get Oklahoma and Texas and call it good and the college football just stays with a power five and that's how this is going. This is going a direction I don't know if this sport or the fans are fully prepared for.
Yeah, once the train's on the tracks, it's hard to get it off.
And that's why I said today, is this ruining it for you? Is because I think it's fundamentally changing to that kind of direction.
Yeah.
More so than having four or five conferences where little schools like mine, Oregon State, hope that we can be 7-5 or play for a Pac-12 championship someday.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's happening. And I think we need to start thinking on those levels more so than our traditional levels that we're at now.
I hope the way that they orchestrated this deal behind the backs of not only institutions in the Big 12, but behind the back of the commissioner of the Big 12 leaves the other conferences and their commissioners wary of doing business and what's next on the table for the SEC and gets them to not want to work with them. That's the only hope that I have here, because outside of that, it's a pretty scary future for the sport that I'm not on board with.
I think that's fine. I agree with you. I agree with the notion that this could fundamentally change it in a negative way for a lot of fan bases. I think that's very pie in the sky, because if Greg Sankey calls you and Bob Bowlesby calls you, Bob says, hey, that dude's not loyal, don't trust him. And then Greg gets on the phone and says, how does $30 million more a year sound? Where's loyalty lie?
Well, money. Sure. I mean, it's all about money. Yeah, it's all about money. That's why Oklahoma and Texas are leaving. And we'll see what the next steps are around college football. But that's official this morning. They've announced to the Big 12 that they are departing the conference. Their TV rights are up at the end of the 2025 season, but likely will reach a buyout before that takes place. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 million, I think, it takes to get them out of the conference. They're heading, not sure where. They have not labeled that yet. But we know it's likely to the SEC, but definitely out of the Big 12. Let's get to some NBA stuff. Some trade rumors around the Blazers, and what are some of the better minds of basketball saying about what their offseason plans are? We'll get to that coming up next on 1080 The Fan.
Live from Las.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Dirt and Sprague, gone 1080, The Fan.
All right, we'll get to some NFL quarterback stuff coming up bottom of the hour. We're going to have some stuff left over for tomorrow. There's just too much going on right now in the world of sports. And then we'll let you know. So tomorrow, a reminder, we are down in Los Angeles. We're going to be live from a random hotel in Hollywood doing our show.
The W Hotel, excuse me.
We're going to be like the only people there as the janitors vacuuming the floor at 6:45 in the morning. And then our entire show Wednesday will be Pac-12 Media Day related. But we're going to have a couple of guests live on the air at the end of the show tomorrow. So we'll let you know who those are and what time you can expect them at the end of the show.
Well, that's a nice little tease, because they're probably the most important ones.
Right? We get just right there. Boom. We jump right into the deep end of the pool, and I can't wait.
I'm jealous. The Pac-12 Media Day is probably the top of my bucket list working local sports radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the top of your bucket list.
Well,
huh?
I mean, I think, look, I mean, obviously we want to go to a Super Bowl, sure, World Series, but I mean, as far as like local sports media goes, Pac-12 football is probably the biggest thing we got next to the Blazers. And I don't think the Blazers are going to a finals anytime soon. So the top of my board is Pac-12 Media Day.
That's a pretty good one. I've always... I'm
jacked. I can't wait.
Yeah, I am too. I've always enjoyed Isaac and Souk doing the show. It's cool. It's like a one-off where you get... Like, David Shaw will never come on this radio show at any other point. It's the only time you talk to a guy like David Shaw or even Jimmy Lake.
Yeah, we reach out all the time and they say no. Chip Kelly, you can't get him on. This is your only chance to talk to him.
It's the only time. So I'm with you in that sense. I still think Super Bowl Media Row, as cliche and worn out as that is, I mean, you've got Terry Bradshaw walking by and then Joe Montana walking by and it's, hey, come on and plug your athlete's foot product and we'll talk football.
Hawk some D pills and let's get to the real business here.
Yeah.
So somebody asking what's the Blazers news, is Jones opting in, LOL. There is no actual Blazer news, but when there's people that talk about trades and what the Blazers are going to do this offseason, it catches our attention. So this is from Zach Lowe and Woj, if I'm not mistaken. Lowe and Woj on the Woj pod.
Well, they do a draft special on ESPN.
Okay.
And it was about a half hour, 45 minutes.
And the draft is on Thursday night.
Yeah, and they give all their, like, what they're hearing, their sources on the draft, on free agency, on trades, like that. There's this special every year, the Woj and Loge special. And this year, the Blazers have an interest in it. So,
okay, what do they have to say?
No one loves making big deals more than him.
Well, you know, they went after Harden and didn't get Harden, and everyone thought, well, if they don't get Harden, Beal's the next logical target. But I think a name that's really interesting as an inflection point is CJ McCollum in Portland. A Simmons for McCollum swap, who has to throw in draft equity, you know, they'll argue about that. But that has made theoretical sense. Theoretical, I say, because McCollum comes to Philly and he's the guard that they don't have. The shooting, playmaking threat fits well with Joel Embiid. But then if you're Philly, you start to say, well, boy, that puts a lot of pressure on Joel Embiid to carry the defense almost by himself. And we saw what happened to Rudy Gobert in the playoffs when Utah built that kind of roster with them. And as you said, they don't want just anybody for Ben Simmons. They want an all-star player for Ben Simmons. And CJ is a very good player. He's never been an all-star team. When they look at Portland, they see the other guy.
They want the other guy.
They see the other guy.
Who's not available
and say, we want that guy, which to me makes it for a very interesting situation. If the Sixers can get a guard some other way, just in theory, if they can sign and trade for Kyle Lowry, then they can look at their team and say, okay, we've papered over one need. What if we keep Simmons, see how he functions in this ecosystem where we have a legit lead guard, ups his trade value, see what happens in Portland, see what other situation goes haywire around the league, because something always goes haywire somewhere, and see what Ben Simmons' trade value looks like in January, February. I think that frankly makes a lot of sense.
We're the haywire city.
We're the haywire situation, huh? So there, I mean, it makes theoretical sense, as Lowe mentions there, but Woj and him both pointing out they're waiting for the other guy who is not available via trade right now. It's something that we know. Despite, remember the random report last week that the Blazers had trade discussions with the New Orleans Pelicans surrounding Dame? Remember that report that went viral?
Well, obviously.
Right, of course.
Dame with Zion.
Totally, right?
Sign up for that all day.
He's not available via trade. Breaking news there, Bob. But he says, what about Kyle Lowry? You keep Ben Simmons. There was another report from Nate Duncan who said he views Portland and Philly basically as the single people who don't get married. And then they look at each other and they're 40 years old and they're like, our life's passing us by. We need to get married.
Yeah.
And they end up making a trade at the end of the offseason because Portland's not going to find anything better on the market for CJ McCollum, despite the interest that I have in a top four pick. In Philly, they can dangle Ben Simmons all they want for better pieces than CJ McCollum. Are they going to get something better than CJ McCollum? And Nate Duncan is of the opinion, end of the offseason, they're both there and there's nobody else to dance with, so they dance together.
Yeah, Nate Duncan had a really good take on that one. And I'd strongly suggest go check out his stuff. He does really good work, but it's nice to hear from Woj and Zach Lowe. We're very connected. Look, Dame's not available. I don't think that's a huge shocking development. And I know Quick kind of hinted on with Primetime, maybe Dame isn't as firm on the trade stuff. Who knows? You know, Dame's in Tokyo right now, losing in the Olympics.
I don't even think he knows right now.
Well, he probably doesn't, but is there any move? This is where I kind of am starting to lean. I want Damian Lillard here forever, selfishly. I want Neil O'Shea to be the one gone and not Damian Lillard dealt. But if you're to the point where Dame is only going to be more firm in leaving and not staying, you kind of need to accept your L. And maybe they address that. Maybe they don't. If they do, it's probably going to be the deadline or next season. But it's not looking likely that we're going to maybe get the haul we want. You know, and there's rumors about Pascal Siakam. Is he available for Toronto? And is Portland going to dive into that? I still am the opinion, I don't understand why Toronto would get rid of Siakam
for a guy
who doesn't play defense and has never made an all-star game to pair with Fred VanVleet, who is small. Or maybe Neil Olshey thinks he's big. I don't know. But I think overall, it's just not encouraging. And you just hope Nate Duncan ends up being right, that Philly can't find the suitor or the address the needs. But that's quite a gamble for Philly, too. Like, as much as I think CJ is going to be good somewhere else, are we sure? He needs to be...
Well, it's a gamble for both teams because there's no guarantee that Ben Simmons figures out how to shoot a free throw and then you can't play him in the last 5 minutes of games because then you play Hackaben.
Sure,
but it's a gamble on both sides.
But it's a bigger gamble for Philly because Philly's in a better title position than Portland is.
Sure, they're closer. No doubt about that.
And so I maybe they get desperate enough where Nate Duncan is right, Dirt, but I don't know. There's no indication to suggest that Damian Lillard is suddenly off the stance.
I think,
He might ultimately still ask out. And at that point, what do we do?
Well, nothing is going to happen there in the short term. I'm steadfast in that opinion, and I'm not changing it. Nothing's going to happen this offseason. Nothing's going to happen next year during the season. He is in a Blazer uniform at least for another year. That's the thing about trading Dame, and if he continues to be disgruntled and one out, the guy's under contract for, what, 4 more seasons? Like, I've seen people point to a LaMarcus situation. This isn't a LaMarcus situation. Is he happy? Is he not? Should we have traded him? Like, he was going into the last year of his contract, and you lost him for nothing. That's not going to happen with Dame. You're never going to get the right return because it just doesn't. You're losing Damian Lillard. You're never going to get the right trade response from a guy like that. But nothing's going to happen, in my opinion, in the short term. He's here for another season, and we'll see how it goes, and he wants to see if changes can be made and Chauncey can make improvements, all that kind of stuff. I still am going to hold out hope on the Jeff Duncan report. I understand what Woj and Lowe are reporting.
You mean Nate?
What did I say?
Jeff?
Jeff Duncan?
Are you reading something about Jeff?
Who's Jeff? I don't even know. I don't know where that came from.
Who's the greatest Jeff of all time?
Is it Jeff? Is it Nate or is it Jeff?
Garcia.
Bridges?
Ooh, Jeff Garcia is a pretty good... Jeff Bridges takes
Bridges
the cake.
Beats Garcia.
He has
did
to,
you
right?
Call Garcia? You went Jeff Garcia is the greatest Jeff of all time?
Who's the best Jeff athlete? Is it Jeff Bagwell?
No, he's a cheater.
Hmm.
Also, don't forget that Bezos guy's name is Jeff.
Somebody's going to text in a Jeff, and we're going to go, course it's that Jeff. That's the greatest.
Is this
that
a Jeff a or a G-off conversation?
That was a random.
My name's Jeff.
It's a Jeff. Anyways, I understand what Woj and Lowe are trying to say of, do you go after a Kyle Lowry? That's a gamble for Philly because, well, not a gamble, but that's a tall task for them because there's no indication right now that Kyle Lowry is going to sign in Philadelphia.
It's his home city. That's
sure, but
why
the financial stuff, you got to make sense. And is that a bigger draw than him than taking a slight pay cut and going to play with LeBron and Anthony Davis in Los Angeles? Where would you rather go? Go team up with a disgruntled 1-2 pairing of one guy you're not sure how he's going to play in the playoffs, or go play with a team that just won a championship the last time they were healthy? That's a no-brainer.
What's important to me, though? Because it could be playing for your hometown team with a chance to go compete in the East with a big man
maybe
like Joel, or, to your point, playing with one of the greatest players of all time,
right,
and one of the best skilled players of all time when healthy.
If that happens, then sure, I'm fearful that they're not going to give up on Ben Simmons because Kyle Lowry takes the pressure off of Ben Simmons as a ball handler, and he's that creator, and it just allows Ben Simmons to kind of roam around and be an elite defender and a good fast break player, kind of like he would be in Portland. But I still hold out hope that these two teams, neither of them, I think, have the ability to run it back. I understand why Quick and a lot of other folks around the organization think that. Olshey has always shown that. But as long as Damian Lillard keeps his foot on the pedal of putting pressure on, you can't just bring the same starting five back. And for Philly, are you kidding me? Imagine what those fans are reacting to Ben Simmons when he walks out and is introducing the starting lineup on opening night next year.
Well, if they have Lowry, I think they cheer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they don't sign Kyle, if they sign Kyle Lowry, then I get it. That theory makes sense. But if they don't, and they run back a similar roster with featuring Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, you're telling me the fans over there are going to be jacked about it? They're going to boo the hell out of him on opening night.
Well,
I don't think they want to face that reality either. And that's where I think Jeff Duncan's report. I did it again. Jeff Duncan's report.
Why do you want his name to be Jeff?
I don't know.
So
I want to rename him. Nate Duncan's report. I'm putting some stock in because I can see both teams getting to the end of the year and saying we have nothing else to work with here because neither of their commodities are as high as they possibly want them to be.
Can I just retort with something you said there?
Sure.
Because I see where you're coming from. You don't think he's going to trot out the same starting lineup? Because
no, I'm not saying
Quick would suggest sure, that is absolutely
I understand
why
Quick and guys are. I think it all depends on how much pressure is Dame going to continue to put on behind the scenes.
Well, I said this earlier. I love Damian Lillard. That's on him.
I know.
If you get the same lineup, don't bitch and moan about it because you could have done a lot more.
Well, and maybe he gets the same starting lineup, and then by the All-Star break, he's demanding a trade before the trade deadline. He said, you gave me the same roster, right? Yeah. So that's where, like, how serious is this push from Dame going to continue to be behind the scenes? Because if it is that serious, they might not be taking it as seriously as they should be. But if he gets to the point of saying, if you give me the same roster next year or I'm getting the hell out of here and I'm going to demand a trade publicly, how do you not make a move? You have to at that point.
If he doesn't win a gold medal at the Olympics, he's going to come back real pissed.
He's already pissed. He lost sleep over losing to Denver in the first round. Yeah, imagine if he doesn't win a gold.
Patrick, he's been non-committed to Portland for the first time in his career. I would already say he's pissed. And me and Mike Richmond talked. I did a Locked On Blazer pod with him, and we talked about this. It's like, dude, if you're pissed, go make those changes. You're the superstar. You get the say. This is the NBA. You run the organization. You could go do it. And he just is vague and dances around the loyalty thing.
Jeff George.
Jeff George is not the greatest athlete named Jeff. I'd take Jeff Bagwell over Jeff George.
I liked Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon, that's the
drivers
good one.
Drivers aren't athletes.
Hated Jeff Gordon, though. I was a Dale Earnhardt bro.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan, does that count?
I was going to say Michael Jeffrey Jordan should probably go throw in the running, and he would win that.
How many other athletes do you know their middle name? Because we all know Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Well, CJ.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
Christian James McCollum.
Okay.
Kobe Bean Bryant. Yeah, we know that one.
That was legit his middle name? I didn't know if that was Kobe a nickname or something. Kobe Bean Bryant.
Shaquille Ralph O'Neal.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
I actually don't know if his middle name's Ralph.
That would be really funny if it was.
Damian Ollie Lillard, right? Isn't that his middle name?
He has
Ollie?
Two middle names.
I have no clue.
Yeah, he does have two middle names, hyphenated.
I have no clue.
Jeff Gordon might be it. Most accomplished, right?
I'm kind of leaning back towards Patrick's. Jeff Garcia, I like that poll. He had a great run with the Niners there for a while.
Well, don't tell Terrell Owens that.
All right, so there you go. There's your latest. Woj and Lowe say Portland and CJ for Dame.
And Jeff Duncan.
And Jeff Duncan. There's all sorts of takes. I don't know what that segment was. My mind is all over the place because of the college football news today. Let's get to some crazier stuff, and that is Aaron Rodgers going to retire this week? And Deshaun Watson just showing up to work like nothing's happened. Also, the Texans are still trying to trade him. What's it going to take? That is next. First, here's Patrick with SportsCenter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Connect.com and be more than ready for school. Staples.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, one of those NFL storylines, you're kind of like, ah, that's right, I forgot about that. Remember Deshaun Watson? Very good quarterback. Accused of certain things this offseason. He's demanded a trade. Nobody knew what the hell was going on. The NFL still has not acted on that. There still has been no resolution in the accusations and the court filings and all that stuff. It's still playing its way out. Well, he reported to Texans camp yesterday because he didn't want to be fined $50,000 a day. That's what the fine was going to be if he didn't show up. He showed up. So Deshaun Watson is there, and he is still demanding a trade, and the Houston Texans are reportedly listening to offers. Their price tag is extremely high, according to Chris Mortensen this morning. Some combination, I think he said, of five high draft picks and high-level players. That's what they want. So three draft picks and two good players, one draft pick and four good players, whatever combination it's going to take to get there. That's what the Texans want in return. Are they going to get that for Deshaun Watson based on the offseason he just had? And how weird is this that the NFL still hasn't acted and there's been no resolution?
What?
He's just showing up to training camp.
Yeah, I think the NFL's maybe waiting a little longer for the, if there's a settlement or something, and then maybe they'll act at that point. But it's the NFL, and who knows what the hell they're doing. First of all, I couldn't imagine how awkward that is for teammates of his. And I said this earlier, a lot of teammates don't care. Like, they legitimately do not have an opinion, nor do they care about having an opinion. But there are going to be some others that do, and they're bothered by this. Do you talk to him about it? Do you just leave him be? I don't know what to do in that situation. I love awkward situations, and even I wouldn't approach that particular moment, right? Is there a team willing to give up five? No way. Leverage anymore.
There's no chance.
How can you give up anything for Deshaun Watson if you don't know what his punishment is?
You can't.
You don't know when he's going to be suspended long he's going to be suspended for. You don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you also don't know where this is headed. We still haven't gotten an update from Busby and the people filing the claims. We haven't gotten an update from the Houston PD. I don't know where that's going. There's no way I'm giving you that kind of asset. For him, he might end up being okay, pay this off, it goes away. He wins a Super Bowl in 5 years, and we act like it's not weird. But now?
We did it with Roethlisberger.
We do it for a lot of athletes. Yeah. There's no chance I am ever doing this.
Yeah, I mean, he's facing 22 lawsuits currently. And to Patrick's point, like, you just don't know if a suspension's coming and if he's going to be viable to even play this year. We have no clue. There's been no answer on that. This is the prime example of a team doing their negotiations through the media where everybody ended up reporting the same thing this morning. So you know it came from a Texan source.
This is what
we want in the trade. And they're hoping that it causes a little dust up around the NFL of, wait, that's what they're asking for? We better up our offer for Deshaun Watson. But I just don't see a huge bidding war coming out of this like maybe you would have had, because some of the teams you likely take out of the running. Like, just for example, the 49ers were a team that were always going to be connected. Not anymore. They just traded two future first-round picks to go get their guy, right?
I thought that would have been a great move before the allegations.
Of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't it have been? He's a top-five quarterback in my mind in the league, but they just drafted a guy and gave up two first-round picks. They're not making a trade for Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, are the realistic teams that could make this move? You probably have Philadelphia still in that market. I know it's something that still gets discussed in Philadelphia radio. Not sure on what you got in Jalen Hurts, what the future is going to be. Maybe they make that move. Denver's always going to be connected to this.
Yep.
But how many of these teams are also going to wait for the resolution on an Aaron Rodgers type situation? Because you'd much rather have Aaron Rodgers than you would Deshaun Watson. Now, Rodgers might retire this week, which is a whole other storyline. But at least you know he's not going to be suspended. So, I mean, if you're Denver, are you going to make a trade now to try and go all in for Deshaun Watson? Thinking Rodgers is available?
No.
Right? So that's going to water down the market in and of itself, let alone the fact that he's facing 22 allegations.
But if there's any sport that if this gets to settlement level...
Oh, I could totally see him settling out of court. That's maybe he gets a four-game suspension like Jameis Winston does, but it's not a guarantee. But still, I don't think Houston's trying to act like we have this unbelievable asset that's top five quarterback. And the calendar a year ago, you did. You no longer have that because of all the off-field stuff that has taken place.
It's interesting, too. Their refusal to trade him, which I don't blame them, and then their complete turnaround of, oh, he's doing that?
Yeah, bit him in the ass.
I wonder if the Saints jump into this once this gets settled.
Yeah.
They don't have a quarterback. It still sounds like they're not sure if it's Watson or if it's Winston or Taysom Hill. And I would say that's an easy one for me. I'd give me the guy who's even going to throw picks. I'd still take Winston all day over Taysom Hill.
Washington could jump in.
They could, yeah. Maybe Washington
they have
does.
No future at quarterback.
They
right
got
now.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. They're trying to go all in with Ryan Fitzpatrick for a year.
There's really not.
There's
a
not
whole
that many teams when you think about
that
it.
Need quarterbacks to that level to give up future assets.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm saying, maybe or at Oakland, least willing to take that gamble.
Maybe Vegas. Excuse me.
Dude, Carr had a pretty good year last year, and then even some like the Colts maybe come to mind, but they just made the move for Carson
Wentz.
See
what Wentz is.
The Panthers are a team that used to be connected, but they just made a trade to bring in Sam Darnold that seem confident
in. Patriots, but then they draft Mac Jones.
Right. They just took a guy with a first round pick, so I don't see him making that move.
Yeah, teams like Denver and New Orleans only make sense if this goes away. It doesn't make sense. I mean,
and also if you can't get Aaron Rodgers. Because, well, again, you're going to try and get Aaron Rodgers first.
But this is the beautiful part about this offseason is, did you see the Pro Football Talk report that there's some that suggests even if Rodgers is available, Denver wouldn't go all in to go get him.
Which would be dumb.
It'd be idiotic.
Because you need to go all in.
You're not beating Kansas City, maybe the Chargers with Herbert, and even the Raiders, who a little up and down. But
I love Teddy B, but he ain't doing that. Drew Locke's not doing that.
So. God, I forgot Teddy B is in
Teddy
Denver.
Teddy B and Drew Locke, they're battling for the starter job.
Two gloves, Teddy.
So you got Deshaun Watson showing up. He didn't want to face those $50,000 a day fines. Nothing has been resolved in court cases or from the NFL standpoint. So he's there, and the Texans have changed their stance. They're now willing to listen to trade offers.
Is this the least amount of teams that need a franchise quarterback that you can remember, or is this normal amount of teams for you?
I think it's tough. Like, if you fast forward a calendar year from now, that list is going to be a lot higher because some of these guys, and maybe, like, what if Tua doesn't have a good year this year? Miami's going to be ready to move on.
Kirk Cousins.
Minnesota's going to be ready after that.
Well, they drafted Kellen Mond, though.
Oh, sure. Maybe he's their future. Maybe they like him, but not necessarily a top 10, first round pick kind of thing. There's a lot of those.
The Eagles.
Carson Wentz. If Carson Wentz sucks this year, the Colts aren't going to give him another season.
The Rams could be 2 years away.
So I think that, like, right now,
hot
yes.
Take.
Is that a hot take? Matthew Stafford's been around for a long time.
Yes.
McVay, I'll just say this.
I would say the Lions are a little bit closer.
The Lions are closer than the Rams. McVay went and bought a bottle of lotion when that trade went down. That's all I'll say about that. I don't know why people do this, but there was a random dude that threw out on Twitter, if Tua throws 45 or more touchdowns, he'll buy a jersey for everybody who's following him and retweets it.
I've seen a few of those.
And I've seen this over the last few years, but he's right now at 626 retweets. Why on God's green earth would you ever suggest spending $100 per person?
Yeah.
Tua might not do that.
There was a guy that did
one. Why would you do that?
If Trevor Lawrence throws a touchdown pass to Tim Tebow in a regular season game, and that one got 50,000 retweets.
But you're never going to pay up on that bet. You'll just be known as the guy who did the dumb tweet to get the attention.
Bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's your quarterback news. We'll have more on that tomorrow. We might. I don't know. We'll see. We got 2 hours to fill in a ballroom in Los Angeles before Pac-12 Media Day gets underway.
Well, that's assuming they know we're doing a 6 to 9 a.m. morning show because sounds like we might not be able to start till 6:30. There's a whole thing with that.
We'll let them know. So we'll let you know what's coming up on tap, not only in the world of sports tonight, but also on our show the next 2 days, which is going to be a lot of fun down in Los Angeles. We'll fill you in on that next on The Fam.
The NFL season is almost here.
Yeah! T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nerd and Sprague know what's brewing.
I'm not paid to be bold. I'm paid to be right. There's a lot of sporting events that you say, oh, I gotta go do that.
This is What's on Tap, poured by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, What's on Tap, brought to you on The Fan by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach, online at pelicanbrewing.com. Do they sell pelicans in L.A.? Because I want to grab a couple and drink them in Los Angeles.
Northwest Ooh, only.
Can I tell you, I went to
Northwest
the...
Northwest only. Northwest
can we
only.
Smuggle a couple on the plane? Does
no.
that work? Can you take beer on a plane?
No, you got to check a bag.
Yeah, check it.
Damn it.
You buy it at the airport when you pass through Ooh. Security, but it is warm. It is not cold.
That's okay.
Yeah, you cool it down when you get where you're going. I went to the one in Cannon Beach this weekend.
Yeah. That's a great spot, isn't it?
Fantastic spot.
Beers on Us podcast will be there August 5th.
Boom. There you go. Boom. That's a good tease for a good podcast. And I tried the new creamsicle.
Ooh, how was it?
Delicious.
Was it good?
Is that too sweet? No. It's got a good slight creamsicle taste and a little orange hue. It was a tasty beer.
I got really scared in the beer world when you see something that says creamsicle in IPAs, you instantly think it has lactose in it, also known as a milkshake IPA, which is some of the most disgusting thing you will ever find in your life.
No, it was like a regular beer.
Yeah.
It just had a slight cream, orangish kind of flavor, but it wasn't overwhelming. It was
just an IPA with orange zest, I believe.
Love it.
Yeah, it's kind of that. And it was perfect for what we just got a bunch of food and shared at a big table. And I was like, yeah, let me try the new creamsicle. So I'd highly suggest that.
Perfect way to do it, man. Here's what's on tap for us. We were heading down to Los Angeles later this afternoon. We were scheduled to fly out right after the show. We were going to kind of turn and burn and head right to the airport. And then we got a text this morning from old Alaska Airlines that our flight was canceled, and Sprague had to get on the line before the show with the representative from Boise. It sounded like she was half asleep, but she was very nice. And she
Kimberly in Boise, how can I help you?
They booked Sprague on a plane to Boise, to San Jose, then to LA. Like, why am I on four flights to go to Los Angeles? This makes no sense. So we're flying out later this afternoon. We get into LA tonight, and our show tomorrow will be live in Los Angeles. Here's what we have on tap for you tomorrow. So you're going to want to make sure you're around for the entire show, because we're going to try and wrangle up some media members and folks that are walking around. We're going to be live on the air doing our normal show from 6 to 8. Then in the final hour, we jump off with a bang. So the first interview we're going to do live on the air, 8:15 tomorrow, is the head coach of the Oregon Ducks, Mario Cristobal.
Yes.
So right off the bat, boom. And you get everybody for about 10 minutes. And these are going to be turn and burn, so we're going to have to figure out how commercial breaks work, but that's an off-the-air conversation.
That's a Swigard problem.
Yeah, figure it out, Swag.
My problem.
Right? Swag's back tomorrow. He's going to have to figure that out. So Cristobal sits down 8:15 to about 8:24, and then immediately David Shaw comes on the show. So we got Cristobal and David Shaw back-to-back, and then we'll take a slight break, and then to close up the show at 8:45 tomorrow morning, Jonathan Smith. So in the final hour tomorrow, Mario Cristobal, David Shaw, and Jonathan Smith will all be on with us. You know what they say?
Oh, no way! Oh, no way!
Well, that's been a go-to clip today on this show.
That's a good
it?
One, man. That's a good one. A little froth action. Boom goes to dynamite. Can't wait. Going to be a lot of fun. And then our entire show Wednesday will be L.A. based, where you're going to hear from, should we run through the list, Kayvon Thibodeau, Alex Forsythe, Jaden Grant, Trent McDuffie, Jimmy
Avery
Lake,
Roberts.
Avery Roberts, George Kliavkov, Justin
Shaw,
Wilcox,
Chip Kelly.
Everybody, right? Whittingham. We can't wait, man. Clay Helton, it's going to be a ton of fun.
That Kliavkov is everything I want.
That's it, yeah.
Right now. That's the big that? Money. That's, I mean, obviously Cristobal and Smith because of the local ties. But
for sure.
Kliavkov is going to have himself one hell of a day tomorrow.
I can see Cristobal and Smith kind of being like giving their insights. I could see Mario not caring to talk about anything expansion, just focusing on his
he
team
sits
stuff.
In the driver's seat, whether they stay in the Pac-12 or yeah. go somewhere else, he's fine.
They're wanted, yeah. right? Even yeah. the Pac-12 kind of gets left behind. Sure. Oregon will be, hey, Big Helm, Ten on
Clay
Helton's
the same way. He's going to be like, yo, whoever takes my job next year is in a pretty spot. It'll be great.
Whoever wants my services.
I want to know, David Shaw, how does he feel that every year since he became like the head coach, people have wanted him to go to the NFL? That's got to be annoying, right?
Every year. You know what else I saw too for him? We're acting like Stanford's in this down swoop. Do you know composite 4- and 5-star recruits in the 2022 class or the upcoming one? Stanford is second in the conference behind Oregon.
Good for them. I like Stanford being good. It's, you know, I don't know why I like that, but I do. I think them being relevant and not sure, being just a doormat is important, and he's a hell of a coach.
So give us a follow on Twitter, at Thurton Sprague, at 1080 The Fan, of course. But we're going to tweet out tomorrow night the order of everybody appearing on the show Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be an all Pac-12 show where you're going to hear from all these folks, because tomorrow, again, the only three live on the air for us tomorrow, Mario Cristobal, David Shaw, and Jonathan Smith in the final hour. Everybody else will be on Wednesday. And if you give us a follow on Twitter, we'll tweet it out so you'll know the entire schedule of when people are appearing on the show. We cannot wait. We're heading down to LA today. We'll tweet out all sorts of stuff. The interviews are going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a really, really cool 48 hours. So we can't wait. Football is right around the corner. We hope you enjoy all of it. Thank you so much for being a part of our Monday. If you miss any of it, we'll tweet it out at Thurton Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. Go listen to Josh Pate. He was great on college football expansion earlier today. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. We hope live in Los Angeles. You're listening to 1080 The Fan. Colin is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.